Okay, so each holiday as it comes upon us, whether it's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Chanukah, Purim, so I find that every single time a different holiday comes up, there's something in the air that a certain question I get a lot. I don't know what it is. It happens every season that certain holidays, there's a question that a lot of people have all of a sudden. I don't know if there's some sort of siyasa d'shmaya, but I'll say this year by Chanukah, I'd say at least 10 times I received the question regarding the blowing out of Chanukah candles, that a person needs to go somewhere, or it's dangerous, and can they blow out the Chanukah candles, and what are the parameters of extinguishing Chanukah candles, and does that change whether a person is lighting on the inside or the outside of the house? So what we want to discuss right now is the extinguishing of Chanukah candles, and within it, a larger discussion about how long do the Chanukah candles have to burn for, because that obviously will inform the decision of when or if one should extinguish the candles. So the Gemara in Shabbos.
You're saying should or could.
What?
You're saying should or could. Does it make a difference?
Oh, that a person
you said
could.
Should. I mean, I don't
well,
know.
Should. Well, there might be a case of a person should if it's
okay,
dangerous.
Okay,
but certainly if a person could. The Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Beis, Chaf Aleph Beis discusses the time for lighting Chanukah candles. That's the major discussion there. And the Gemara gives us the idea or the concept that Chanukah candles have to be or should be lit within the time frame of Ad Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk, to when people stop walking around outside, when the public thoroughfares have become empty. And on that Gemara, there are three different discussions regarding this time and impacting the different areas when we start lighting Chanukah candles, when's the last time we can light Chanukah candles, depending on the area you live. And within that broader discussion, so the Rif gives two approaches to what Ad Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk says, or what it means. The first explanation of the Rif is that the Gemara is sums to tell us that you need to put enough oil in it, the container being used for your menorah, so that it will continue to burn until the time of Ad Shetichla Min HaRegel Nashuk comes. Meaning there has to be enough oil to burn for a certain amount of time, from the beginning of when you light until this period of Tichla Regel Min HaShuk, when people are not out in the streets. Then, the Rif says, if it was already burning away until that time and the arrival of Tichla Regel Min HaShuk comes, when people are no longer out in the thoroughfare, and one wants to put it out, or to get Hana, because as we know, we're not allowed to use the menorah and the light of the menorah for our own personal benefit, it's only for the mitzvah of Pirsim Menisa. So once the period of Tichla Regel Min HaShuk has come, you are allowed to extinguish and get benefit from that light. So after that period comes, whatever that time is of Tichla Regel Min HaShuk, you can read by the menorah, says the Rif, you can extinguish the candles, since now the mitzvah has been fulfilled, so says the Rif. Now both of these explanations are cited by the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, and the Tur in Tafrei Shayin Beis says that you need enough oil for a half hour. This is the Rif's understanding, according to Argir Sos of the Rif, and many of the Rishonim, that the definition of the time of Tichla Regel Min HaShuk, when that period is over, is a half hour from when you begin to light. So that means, if your custom is to light at Shkia, so then you have a half hour from Shkia, that's the time the period is over, and then that's when this period is over, and you can extinguish at that point. If you light at Seis, or 40 minutes, or whatever your time period is to light candles, so after a half hour, that period has ended, and therefore the Torah says it's no longer considered a Ner Mitzvah, and as the Rif says, the Shir of the Rambam, as well, is a half hour from when you begin to light, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch says as well. 1 half hour. There's a piece in the Bnei Yisachar's Chedushei Maharitza. The Bnei Yisachar, who we know for his Machshava, also wrote Chedushim in Halacha. And he writes in the first piece in the Chedushei Maharitza that it has to be Shos Zmanios. It cannot be, it doesn't have to be a half hour literal, a half of 60 minutes, but it could be whatever the halachic hour of the day is. So, for example, nowadays, Shah Zmanis is about 45 minutes, 46 minutes, because we have the day is very short. So it would be 22, 23 minutes would be enough time. So says the Chedushei Maharitza. Now, there is a contradiction, and this contradiction and a little bit of this discussion was pointed out by Rav Asher Weiss in his Shirim last week on the Parsha, and he discusses a little bit the discussion we want to have tonight as well. So the Shiltos in Parshas Vayishlach, where the Shiltos is the source, this Shiltos in Parshas Vayishlach is where he discusses the laws of Chanukah. This is cited by the Rush as well, here in the Gemara and Shabbos. He says that you must burn the leftover Hanukkah oil because you cannot get hanah from it. Meaning, after you're done with the menorah, and let's say for whatever reason it goes out, you can't save that oil for next Shabbos and use that oil for the Hanukkah, for your Shabbos candles. The oil is something that was huksel mitzvah, so it was set aside for a mitzvah, and you have to burn it out on its own. You can't save it and gather up all the oil and then fry jelly donuts in it. That would not be allowed, because you're getting benefit from this oil. What issue does the Shiltus raise? Because the Shiltus is assuming that after the half hour is up, it's still usur to get hana. So we seemingly have a contradiction, that the menorah oil, after the half hour is gone, and this is cited in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Tafri Shayim Zion, that you're not allowed to get benefit from it. Why is the Shiltus saying you have to burn out the oil if it goes out even after the shear has passed, that you have to burn it out? If the time of Tichla Regem and Ashuk has passed, the half hour is done, so then take that extra oil, set it up, fry French fries, and have a great time. You can get as much benefit as you want once the time of the mitzvah has passed. Now, we didn't raise this stira. The Beis Yosef discusses it. So Rav Yosef Kaira and the Beis Yosef says that the Shiltos is talking about leftover oil from the first half hour. When the Shiltos said you have to burn out the oil if the candle goes out, that's talking about if it burned for 15 minutes and then something happened and a gust came in and it extinguished the fire. So that's what he says. Since it didn't burn the full shear, the full amount that the Hanukkah candles need to burn for, so in such a case, you need to burn out the rest of the oil in that case. And it says, this is basically the idea of kafsa em zakakla, right? We know that if something happens to the menorah and the candles get blown out and you weren't negligent, so then you don't have to relight the menorah.
Is it all of them or one?
What?
Is it sufficient that, let's say, if you
had... Even if all of them burn out.
So, but if one doesn't burn out, it's okay, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. That's for sure. Okay? Now, so that's one difference between the two cases. But if the menorah burns for more than a half hour, then you can do whatever you want with the oil afterwards. Then the Beis Yosef cites the Mahari Abuhav. And he says that we're talking about a person who measured exactly a half hour of oil, and then it turns out there was more. Person has a scientific calculation. He knows if he has this enough oil, it'll burn for exactly a half hour. His math is off, and really, there's 45 minutes of oil, 15 minutes more than he needs for the shear. And what happens in this case? He wanted to be yotze the ikar mitzvah, just the amount of the mitzvah, that and no more. And when half hour is up, so he can use the oil for his own hana, because it's clear from his kavana, what was his intent? I'm measuring this amount because I want to do just the mitzvah. He didn't fill up the whole cup, just enough to do the mitzvah. And since his kavana from the beginning was only to do just the right amount, it's clear from his actions that any extra oil is not part of his kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. However, says the Mahari Abuhav, if a person takes a full cup, a measuring cup of oil, and fills it up all the way to the top, and this could burn all night, so in that case, when he fills up the oil to the top, and there's clearly more than a half hour, what's his intention with that cup of oil? His intention is that he wants this whole thing to burn for the mitzvah, because he filled up the whole cup. He didn't want it to be just for the ikar mitzvah, the half hour. He wanted a large cup of oil to burn, and his kavana was that all of this should be dedicated for the mitzvah. And therefore, in such a case like that, since the entire cup of oil was dedicated to the mitzvah, one is not allowed to use that oil since your kavana was for the mitzvah only and not for personal use. Comes the Taz, and he has a whole discussion about this here in Shulchan Aruch, and he talks about what if you collect money to bury somebody and you have leftover money that was dedicated to the mitzvah of Kuros HaMeis, can you use money like that, and how this impacts this halach as well. Nevertheless, the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham and all the posts clearly say we follow the opinion that any oil after the half hour is mutar bahana. So that's the halacha l'maisa. If you fill up an hour's worth of oil, and once an hour, half hour has passed, so you can use the oil for whatever you want after that time. Now, there's a tshuva from Rav Yaakov Emden, the Shilas Yaivitz, and the Chelak Aleph Siman Daled. And he says that there's a mitzvah min hamovchar, a special mitzvah, to have the menorah burn all night until the morning. Why? Because that's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah burnt all night. And since the menorah, or the Chanukiah that we light, is supposed to reflect in a way the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, the best way to do that mitzvah is to have it burn all through the evening, so says Rav Yaakov Emden. And that is certainly a chumrah, even according to the opinions we're going to learn about momentarily. The Maharam Shik, who's famous for his tshuvos, so the Maharam Shik also wrote a book on the mitzvos of the Sefer HaChinuch. But what happened was, as he was about to go to print, there was another rabbi who also printed his notes on the Sefer HaChinuch, and that became the Minchas Chinuch. Now, you've all heard of the Minchas Chinuch, and we have barely heard of the Maharam Shik's Chidushim on the Sefer HaMitzvos. Why is that? Because when the Maharam Shik saw that this guy, the Minchas Chinuch, did all this work that he was going to do, so he gave up, and he cut out all of his notes, and he just published a very thin volume. So because the Maharam Shik became upset that somebody beat him to the punch, so he don't have all of his Chidushim on the Sefer HaMitzvos, because he saw that somebody else beat him to that. But nevertheless, we have some things. I actually think they just started reprinting it in a fancy new edition. I saw in the Sfarim store the other day. But we do have some of his notes. So in the Sefer HaMitzvos Mitzvot Tzadiches, the Maharam Shik says that whatever you add to the Iker Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah. If I have this Mitzvah, and now I want to do more of it, so the additional things I add to that Mitzvah become part of the central Mitzvah. He says, if you have a light burning from Erev Shabbos, and you're Mosif into that Shabbos candle, you're Chayev for Ma'avir, for causing something to burn, right? If I have a candle, and there's enough oil for 2 hours, and then Shabbos comes in, and then Shabbos is already entered, and I take oil, and I add it to the oil. Since I'm adding fuel to the fire, so the halacha is, I'm chayev for lighting a fire according to the Torah. So says the Maharam Shik, why is that? You didn't light a fire, so what exactly am I doing? So Tosa says, you add oil and increases the power of the light. And taking away oil diminishes the power, and it's mechab, it's extinguishing. And it says, this is pshat of the Ma'ari Abu Hav. When you add more oil, it makes the menorah burn brighter and bigger. If I add more oil to it, it makes it a better flame, a better candle. So the more oil that's in there makes it a better mitzvah. Because if the candle is brighter and bigger, so that's a hiddur, that makes the mitzvah better for everyone since it's a bigger and brighter flame. So says the Maharam Shik. So Rav Asher Weiss says that is a big chiddush. He says, where do we find anywhere that a bigger or brighter menorah is a hiddur mitzvah? No one says that when Chabad goes and lights a 30-foot menorah, it's a bigger hiddur in the mitzvah. It might be nicer and for kir, whatever it is, but it's not a greater hiddur mitzvah. A larger flame is not something that is part of the hiddur mitzvah of Chanukah. And therefore, Rashi Weiss has another mahalach. He quotes from who he said were his Zaydis, Rav David Deutsch in the Yoel David and Rav Meir Ash in the Zichron Yehuda. And they both argue that even though the basic mitzvah is only for a half hour, there's still a hiddur for it to burn longer. Since nowadays, who do we light for? We light for the people inside of our homes. When we light the menorah inside, we light for the people, the b'nei habayis, the family members. As long as the family is around inside the house, there's still pirsum and isa to publicize the miracle. You're yosei with the first half hour. But since in your home, for the rest of the evening, there are going to be people walking around, and they're going to be awake, and they're going to see the menorah, so any additional time the menorah will burn will be greater pirsum and isa, because we'll be publicizing it for the people inside your house. You're not lighting for the people in the street. They're inside watching TV. They're not paying attention anymore. But when you light the menorah longer for the next couple of hours throughout the night, that's a mitzvah for who? It's a hiddur mitzvah for the people inside the home. And that's why, says Rav Asher Weiss, it would be an aspect of hiddur. It would be a beautification of the mitzvah of the menorah to have it burn more than a half hour, to have it burn as long as people are awake inside your house. That, he says, would certainly be appropriate because you're lighting for the people in the home, and as long as they can see the menorah burning, so that would be beneficial to the mitzvah. And he quotes a comment of the Ritva here in the Gemara and Shabbos. Listen to the Ritva. Ad dekalya regala mitardum detarmudai. Perish. Mocher eitzim hekroim tardumai hayu misachim shamber chavir. The people were selling wood, they stay out late in the streets. Uvechol makom hadavar hazek kafi mashehu. In all of these things, says the Ritva, it depends on the reality of where you live and who is around. Says the Ritva, the halacha is that the menorah needs to burn as long as people are out in the street. In some communities, it might be a half hour after Shkia. In other communities, it might be 3 hours after Shkia. But says the Ritva, and this is something we're going to touch upon now more in depth, the mitzvah, or the idea that the menorah needs to burn for a half hour, is incorrect. It's not a half hour. In some cases, people stay on the street for a half hour. In some communities, people stay longer. And therefore, the halacha is, says the Ritva, The menorah needs to burn as long as there are people available in a reasonable amount. It's not that there's some guy straggling on the street at 11:30 at night. But to a reasonable amount that people are up and about, because that is the mitzvah. So says Rav Asher Weiss as well. Now, Rav Asher says that certainly it's a chumrah. It's not mikra adin. We're not going to be mevatel adin in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says a half hour. We're not going to take scissors and go and cut out the half hour psak of the Shulchan Aruch. But nevertheless, says Rav Asher Weiss, there certainly is grounds to say that it is a proper chumrah and reasonable that a person should have as much oil to last as long as people will be up in their homes and seeing what's going on with the menorah. Okay. Now, there's a sefer that was published a few years ago called Tichla Regel Min Hashuk. It's a whole sefer, about 150 pages, just about this issue, arguing that really, Maker Adin, we need to have our menorahs burn longer than we do. Because as long as you're awake in your house and people are there to see the menorah lighting, so then what's the heter? What's the reason to say that you're allowed to have the menorah go out when there are people available to see the menorah burning? Isn't that still Pirsum Anisa? Someone's in the kitchen cooking till 10:30 at night. Okay, why should they not see the menorah burning? So he makes the following arguments. Yeah.
Well, just in general, when we have a shear based on tichlo, everything like that. So the question is it tichlo or mashuk, or is that simply how they define half an hour?
Ah, good. So this is what we're going to discuss right now. There are a number of rishonim and achronim that clearly indicate. And this is all, we're in Ratzasar now, all comes, I'm going to summarize 150 pages for you in about 10 minutes. So the Sefer Tichla Regel Min Hashuk makes the following points. He says there are a number of Rishonim and Achronim that indicate that Tichla Regel Min Hashuk, that people have stopped walking in the Shuk, is a shear in Mitzias. It's an amount in the reality of how you are living at that moment. It's not a half hour. It depends on what is going on. It's not a defined number. And he gives a number of proofs. He says this is the understanding of the Hesoros Tshuva in Chela Gimel Tafka Vav. He says that the Chetzi Shah, the half hour, is not in our Gemara. It's not a shear found in Chazal. It comes from the Rishonim. And he says that there are even other sugyas in Shas that use sometimes, when it comes to certain halachos, the measurement of a half hour, and they have no problem using half hour. If the Gemara wanted to teach us that the menorah needs to burn for a half hour, then it should have said a half hour, but it doesn't. The above Ritva we quoted before, all the Tshuvas of the Gaonim say that it's either a Shir Shah or Chetzi Shah, either an hour or a half hour. So clearly even the Gaonim felt that it wasn't just a half hour. The Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dal, the Shulta Giborim, the Orchos Chaim, all use a Lashon of a half hour, O Yoser, or more. Why they say or more? Clearly it's not a defined amount of a half hour. A lot of Rishonim ignore the half hour and simply say it needs to be lit until people are out of the street. The Tshuvas HaGaonim, Rashi, Tosos, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rashba, the Ran, or the Or Zaruah, the Smag, the Rokech, the Machzor Vitri, the Yireim, and many more don't even mention the concept of a half hour. The Machzor Vitri cites the Rif, who doesn't mention a half hour amount in his Girsa, seemingly saying that even the Rif, who we quoted before, doesn't hold of the half hour amount. The Or Zaruah and the Smag and the Mordechai and the Ravya and the Piskei Tosis and the Shulta Giborim, citing Tosis, all say that if you light inside, there is no din of Tichla Regel Min Hashuk. Once you're not lighting for the people outside, then it doesn't matter what people are doing on the outside. So since we all, certainly in America, we all light mostly for the people inside the home, certainly there should not be a shear at all of a half hour. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch themselves even qualify the half hour as being Tichla Regel Min Hashuk, because after half hour, people aren't out and about. They even explain the shear. Where else do we explain the amount given? The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch qualify the amount. It's a half hour, they say, because after that time, people aren't in the streets. So the shear is even qualified. So with these proofs, he wants to say that maybe it's not, a half hour is not sufficient. And then he says that there are those who do say that a half hour is an actual shear. It's an amount. Just like you drink a revius of wine, or there's an amma of measurements. So there's a half hour shear when it comes to menorah. Who says this? So he quotes the Bnei Yisachar, who quoted before in the Chedushim Aretzah, the Rashash in Nakamar, the Divrei Yirmiyahu in the Rambam, the Tshuvas Eretz Svi, the Klasha Gavra in Simon Kufchaf Aleph, the Dibros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein seems to say the same thing in his Chedushim on Shabbos in Perek Beis, and Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos Chelek Dal Simon Ayin Tes, and a number of Svarim quoting the Briska Rav, Tshuvas Vanagos Lebeis Bris, the Ma'ori HaMo'odim, I saw in other Svarim as well, discussing this idea that there is a shear of a half hour. And I saw also today, Rav Avadya Yosef, in the Chazon Avadya on Chanukah, on page Samach Vav, says clearly that it's an amount, it's a half hour. Why? Why is there a significance to a half hour? So the Rashash and the Bnei Sasra both explain that either it's to show that you're lighting Ba'ayin Yafa, to show that it's a certain amount to show that there's a chashivas, that this is it's a certain amount of lighting to show its significance. Because it's not proper to the mitzvah, it's considered stingy that you light the menorah for 5 minutes, blow it out, and then you're done. What kind of a mitzvah is that? So Chazal dictated, or the Rishonim dictated an amount that's a half hour to show that you're not a stingy person who just lights those little tiny colored candles that burn out in 5 minutes, and really, you're really into the mitzvah more. They also say that it's a heker, that lighting for a half hour distinguishes and shows that this is a lighting for the sake of the mitzvah. Maybe I'm lighting candles because I like aroma candles and I like the smell. Or I'm lighting candles because I want extra light in the room, or I think it's romantic, whatever it is. But if you have to light for a half hour, so that shows that it's significant and it's more than just a person lighting for themselves. And therefore, they argue there is a shear, an amount of a half hour. So the author of Tichah Regel Malashuk responds, and he says that the issue is that the Gemara doesn't use a half hour. And if they wanted a real shear, they should have said it. And also, what's the takan of Chazal? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Pirsume Nisa. We know that since we are in kindergarten. The mitzvah is to publicize the miracle. And only when you have Pirsume Nisa is this accomplished. What does a half hour have to do with Pirsume Nisa? If I can fulfill the mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa in more or less, whatever it may be, so then what is a half hour inform on the mitzvah of publicizing the miracle? The two things have nothing to do with each other. Okay, I need to make kiddush. I have to have a revius because it has to be Mali Lugmov, and there's explanations of why it's that amount. But here, half hour has no relationship to the idea of publicizing the miracle. A half hour has to do with publicizing the miracle, says who? And then finally he says, why do we find differences in the Rishonim for allowing certain things to when you're inside the house versus outside the house? Meaning, there are a lot of the halachas of Neras Chanukah fall away when you light inside the house versus lighting outside. If the shear is a half hour, then even if you're lighting inside, you should be allowed to light in the half hour from when the sun is setting. Why does it matter if people are awake in your house, right? There's a shear of a half hour. And the Shulchan Aruch says that you should light from when the sun sets. But if I'm lighting for the people in my house, so what do they need a half hour for? What do they need a half hour? There's no significance to them. I understand people in the streets, but if for the people in your house, why not 45 minutes for people in your house? Why not 2 hours? So therefore, he says again, that argument that there's a shear from Chazal, or the Rishonim, of a half hour, he doesn't feel to be that strong. And then he said that some argue that there's a takana of Chazal for a half hour, and it can't be changed, like a takana, a rule made by the rabbis. So he says, first of all, the takana of Chazal is Tichel Regel Menashuk. That's what the Gemara says. And not a half hour. The half hour is from the Rishonim. So don't take the words of the Rishonim, of the Rif and the Rambam, and transplant it onto the Gemara, because that's not what the Gemara says. Then he says, first of all, there are many cases where when the Metzias, when the reality of a Takana changes, so therefore, the Takana falls away. For example, we're Mechal Shabbos for a baby born in the 8th month. The Gemara in Shabbos says, you're not Mechal Shabbos for a baby born in the 8th month because the baby's not going to live. We don't do, of course we're Mechal Shabbos for a baby born in the 8th month. The Metzias, the reality of the Takana, has fallen away. Or the Gemara says that raw meat is not muksa, because people eat raw meat. You know what? Nowadays people don't eat raw meat. Raw meat is muksa on Shabbos. That's clear from the posting nowadays. So often when the Metzias changes, the Takana also alters. So nowadays, in this case, when it comes to the Shiurim based on Metzias, like the time to travel a mil, or anything like that, right? We know that in halacha, there are certain things that are based on the time to travel a mil, right? So what happened over there? Nowadays, we can travel a mil in 3 minutes. So according to some poskim, the halacha changes based on the time, because the reality of traveling that amount has changed as well. So that's number two.
But versus Shabbos, I mean, like, no one's here after Shabbos in, let's say, 3 minutes.
Oh, for sure. So when it comes to issues like Tfilas Adarach and things like that, and you start...
That's a fair question, but that's exactly the verse we put here. The shear is the mill, or three-quarter mill, is defining a time.
Correct. It's reversing. I hear. You're going reverse engineering it. Correct. There are also many aspects of Ner Chanukah that change based on the Metzias of lighting inside or outside, right? For example, if you light inside, you don't have to be careful on lighting at the beginning of the Zman. You don't have to have it next to your doorpost. You can light below 10 tefachim. If you have two entrances to your house, we're not machmer anymore. Since we light inside, you have to light in both entrances of your house because you light inside the house. So all those halachos fall away because we light inside the house. So why should this be any difference? If I'm lighting inside the house, so do away with the half hour and light as long as people are awake. And therefore, like the Minchas Asher, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach said in Halicha Shlomo that it's proper to be machmer, to put an oil that will last late into the evening since people are going to be out and about. This is the opinion of Vazner as well, and of Harfenis in the Sefer Yisrael Vazmanim. But as Rav Asher Weiss said, we can't cut out Shulchan Aruch. So it would turn out that Mi'ikar Adin, a half hour burning for candles, is sufficient and fine without a problem. But certainly, it would be appropriate to have the candles burn to a reasonable amount as long as people are awake in your house. And that certainly fits with the arguments of the Rishonim and the Sefer we just quoted from, and it makes sense. If people are awake and there's an option of Pirsum Anisa, then if one is able to, the candle should burn for them. But Shulchan Aruch says a half hour, and therefore that is certainly sufficient Mi'ikar Adin. There's a Lechumra the other way. Rav Yosef Engel writes in the Gilyoni HaShas on our Gemara that he says that it's a chiyuv to extinguish the candle after a half hour. You have to extinguish it after a half hour. He was a big Baal Mechadish. He says that after a half hour, it's usher to get benefit from the light. And the moment you're done with the chiyuv, you shouldn't use it anymore. Meaning, once I got benefit from the light, so then I can't get any more benefit from Chanukah candles. And therefore, once the half hour is over, I have to turn it off. Because I might get benefits if the candles are burning. That's also a very big chiddush as well, that we're certainly not machmer for. Now, what about blowing out the candles? Halacha l'maisa. Person wants to know, I have to go out to a Chanukah party, or it's not safe, the kids are around, or whatever it is, or I'm tired, I want to go to bed. So certainly, it is quoted in the Sefer Meir Einei Yisrael, which is a 5-volume biography of the Chafetz Chaim. Every single maisalach about the Chafetz Chaim you ever heard before, never heard, is in the Sefer Meir Einei Yisrael. So in Chelek Aleph, on page Samach Beis, the Chafetz Chaim, it is recorded, would blow out his candles after a half hour. Chafetz Chaim, those are very broad shoulders. As would the Chaznish. The Orchos Rabbeinu, the stipler was quoted in Chelek Aleph, in the Sugyan Chanukah, that the Chazon Ish would extinguish his candles after 1.5 hours. And therefore, certainly, if one needs to leave their home, Ushmar Temoris Nafshoseichem, there's a mitzvah to guard yourself and others exceedingly well, and therefore one should extinguish the candles after a half hour. And therefore, if you're going away for Shabbos and you're in a hotel or somewhere, and you're going to light Chanukah candles, whatever it may be, so sit with the candles, or wherever it may be, or just put in enough for that half hour, sit, and then let it go. But if a person feels the need to, Mi'ikar Adin, one is allowed to extinguish the candles and leave and put them away without question. That is the halacha lemaisa. I just want to add one more point, which nobody really asked about, but it's interesting a topic nonetheless, and that is the idea of blowing out candles in general. Has anyone heard before not supposed to blow out candles? Heard it before? No? What?
Shabbos
candles, boy. No. So let's discuss.
So that can we blow?
The Ramah says to extinguish it. Okay, so let's see. So there is a medrash. This medrash is cited in the Otzer Midrashim, with Eisenstadt in his collection, Eisenstein in his collection Midrashim, the Otzer Midrashim, under the title of Rabbeinu Hakadosh on page 511. The medrash says as follows. Hey dvarim ha'osa osam dama barosho. 5 things a person does will be dama barosho, will be bad for this person. Hamachaba es haner befiv. One who blows out a candle with his mouth. And then it talks about other things as well. We won't get into them. But those are one of the things that are cited. Now, what's the reason behind it? Some of the mefarshim explain al pi Kabbalah that the sound that's made when a person blows at the candles, that's the shame of a malach, some sort of angel, and corresponds to some issue of Kabbalah, whatever it may be. So that's the Medrash as it's quoted. That's the earliest source. And this Medrash is cited in later sources. In the Kolbo, in Simon Kuf Yud Ches, only brings 4 things, not 5 things. The Menorah Samaor, in the Chuppas Eliyahu Rabbah, he has 3 things, but all citing the issue of blowing out a candle that would be bad for a person. It's cited first for Halacha, in the Lechem HaPanim in Yoredeya, and Kuf Tezayin. Kuf Tezayin is the Sugya of things that are dangerous, things that are Mishum Sakana, in Shulchan Aruch, and he says that when women blow out the fire when lighting candles, it's allowed because Shomer Mitzvah lo yeda davara. Since they're blowing out the candle in the process of a mitzvah, therefore he feels it would not be an issue. And this is cited in the Zivchei Tzedek, and the Ben Ishchayim Parshas Pinchas in the second year, the Mishmar Shalom, and the Kaf HaChaim as well, and Kuf Tazayin, all citing this idea that really, when you're lighting Shabbos candles, you can blow it out when you're with the match. That's fine, because Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara, you're engaged in a mitzvah. But if it's not the sacred mitzvah, seemingly, this issue of Sakana would apply as well. Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in the Salmas Chaim and Simon Tov Tzadi Tess is machmir not to blow out candles, as was the stipler cited in the Rochas Rabbeinu, and by his son Rechaim Knievsky in Darach Sicha in Chelak Aleph on page Resh Ayin Gimel. Now, Ravaji Yosef is a bit of a contradiction over here. In the Abia Omer and Chelak Tess in Rechaim Simon Tzadi Hei, he has comments on the Tshuvas Salmas Chaim of Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, and there Ravaji notes that people are not careful about this, and simply we can say to Dashu Bei Rabim, people have trampled this issue of Sakana, and Shomer Pesayim Hashem, whatever the issue is, we don't care anymore, people aren't careful about it, and whatever the issue was, we're not worried that anything negative will happen. And Ravaji adds, we can also say that we're not careful about things not brought in Shas. Only Sakanas mentioned in Shas are things that we're worried about. But a Medrash in the Otsh Midrashim that nobody ever learns, this is something we're going to be worried about. So says Rav Avadya, not a problem. However, there's a big stira, because Rav Avadya wrote a commentary on the Ben Ish Chai, right? Rav Avadya Yosef had a number of critiques of the Ben Ish Chai because he didn't follow the Shulchan Aruch. When he was the rabbi in Egypt, he got in a lot of trouble because he gave shirim, not passing like the Ben Ish Chai. There's a whole episode we can talk about another time. But in his commentary on the Ben Ish Chai, in the Halichos Olam, in Chelek Zion, on page Reish Mem Ches, he says, we should be machmer, against what he writes in the Abia Omer, to not blow out candles with our mouth, and that women who light candles on Erev Shabbos should be careful not to blow out the match, against what he said before. This stira plays out again in his sons, in the Yalkut Yosef, which brings down much of Rav Avadya's teaching. So in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, by Hilchos Shabbos, he says to be Machmer, and by the laws of Sakana, he says to be Mekel. So, a steer in Rav Avadya Yosef, and a steer in Rav Avadya Yosef's kids as well. What he held about this. But, I saw recently the Sefer Minhagei HaRishon Letzion, which was published after Rav Avadya passed away, Minhagim that they saw Rav Avadya practice in Chelek Beis, on page Kuf Yadal, Rav Avadya Yosef was Machbid, not to blow out the Havdalah candle with his mouth. And the Rivo Sefraim, Refraim Greenbad and Chelek Dal, and Simon Nunhei, Oslamed Hei, says, we should also be careful on Motzei Shabbos with Havdalah candle. However, I saw today Rav Yitzhak Abadi, my apologies, those are two very different rabbis. Rav Yitzhak Abadi, who was the Posek in Lakewood, and now lives in Harnofer, now I think he's back in Lakewood, so he writes in Zor Yitzhak and Chelek Alf, in Or Chaim Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, there's no issue with blowing out the Havdalah candle, and that certainly fits with Rav Yitzhak Abadi's Mahalach in general. Now, Rav Yehuda Shapiro was the Rosh Kolel of Kol Chazanesh. He was a Talmud of the Chazanesh, and he became the Rosh Kolel of this esteemed Kol in Bnei Brak in his later years. So they have tshuvos from him. The tshuvos are called Bekarmi Yehuda. In Simon Shin Samach Vav, he says that since it's Midrashim speaking about a ner, there's possibly, with a match, there's no issue, because that was only about a candle. I don't know what the difference would be. But then on page Shin Lamed Aleph, he adds that we don't have to be machmir for this at all, and the Chazon Ish would blow out the flames with his own mouth and not be worried about this issue at all. So I would say like this. If the person has such a mesorah, and this is what was done in your family, so don't blow out the Chanukah candles yourself. Maybe one could say, Shomer Mitzvah Leidei Davara, that you'll be protected from the Mitzvah of Chanukah candles. I don't know. But the person who was not machmir about this in the past, I would say it's hard to say, as Rav Avadya seemed to argue in the Tshuvos, to be machmir about something that's not in Shulchan Aruch and not in the Chazal, not in Shas, but only in Midrashim. Certainly, there's room to be makel to blow out one's Hanukkah candles if they find it necessary. Have a great evening.